Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's Yom Rishon, Sunday of Parshas Truma, Motzei Shabbos of Parshas Mishpatim. I'd like to share with you for a couple of moments what I think will hopefully be a Dvar Chizuk. As Klal Yisrael continues the tragedy of October 7th, on Thursday in our Meshech Chochma share, we still spoke about, a little bit about, the Bibis children, Hashem Yikom Damam, who were being returned on Thursday, and then with Friday, another cruel twist occurred, the body of the mother was not the one sent, an unidentified body. And then they finally sent her body, Hashem Yikom Dama. And this is another step and another event in the big picture of the last 500 odd days from the beginning of this chapter in our terrible, terrible Golus. And when we think that it can't get any more heart-wrenching and heartbreaking, somehow it does. Another twist in our hearts. But I think that the nechama and the chizuk that we need to take from this is found in Parshas Mishpatim. And this is what I shared with my kehila Friday night. I'm sorry, the pasuk before. Perach of Dalit, pasuk test. Vayal Moshe v'Aroin, Nodav Aviu v'Shivim Zikne Yisrael, Moshe Aroin, Nodav and Aviu, and Shivim Zikne Yisrael, pasuk Yud. Vayiru Eisalike Yisrael. They saw the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'sachas Raglov, what did they see? When they saw the Kisei HaKavod, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Matan Torah, they saw under his feet, they saw the form of a brick made out of sapphire. Rashi says, why does Hashem have a brick? Tachas raglov, hi hoy selufana b'shas ha-shibud, this brick was in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Shibud. Lizkar tzarasan shei Yisrael, to remember the tzar of Klal Yisrael, shayu mushubadim b'mayis ha-levenim, that they were being enslaved, being forced to make bricks and mortar and build buildings. To remind HaKadosh Baruch of that tzar, he had a brick at his feet. And what was this brick? Where did it come from? Targum Yonis HaMenuzil, quoting a Medrash, says that Bishas the Shibud, there was a husband and a wife who were working together to make cement, to make mortar, to make the bricks. And this woman was expecting. And of course, this was backbreaking work for her. This is not something that in her condition she should have been involved in, and maybe never been involved in. And unfortunately, she miscarried the child. And the fetus fell into the mortar, and it became a brick. This fetus was part of the bricks. And says the Medrash, Nochas Gavriel, Gavriel HaMalach went down, and from this mortar he made a brick, and he brought it up to Shamayim, and it was put Tachas, Raglov of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had under his feet, not just any brick, the brick that had a baby in it, a baby that unfortunately was a victim of a terrible galus in Mitzrayim that many babies were victims of. But this particular child who fell into the brick, into the mortar, Gavriel made it into a brick and brought it to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that was under his feet. That was under his feet, Lizkar Tzaros and Shal Yisrael, to remember the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. And I saw Rav Isaac Ozban, Zichrayim Livracha, says, even though this pasuk is referring to Matan Torah, which is after the Geula, after the Shibud's over, the Rabbeinu Shalom still had the brick there, because he constantly remembers Saras and Shal Yisrael, even after the Geula. And he uses that as chus for Klal Yisrael, that no matter what happens, there's always that chus of the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. That was the brick under the feet of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but it's more than that. The Yerushalmi Masechta Sukkah, and I think it's a Medrash Rabbah and Shir Hashirim as well. Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. The Yerushalmi is Medayik in the words here. It says, under his feet, Kimase Livnas HaSaper. It doesn't say, Maise Livnas HaSaper. It doesn't say the form of a brick. Kimase. Reb Brachia asks, Maise Enksiv. Doesn't say the making of a brick. Ela Kimase, like the making. What does that mean? Hu v'chol argalya shala. It wasn't just the brick. It was it and all the argalya. Hu v'chol prakmatya shala. What does that mean? Says the Lev Yerushalayim, the Pirish, and the Yerushalmi. That's the Pasha Pshat. Reb Chaim Kimat says it also. That it wasn't only the Levena under the legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam klei ha'umnis va'pu'ula shel asiyas ha'levanim. Ha'levanim. You need tools to make a brick. You need a sal, you need a magrefa, you need a basket, you need a shovel. You need all types of instruments and tools to make that brick. Kimaisa livnei sasaper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the tools there as well. Not just the brick, he had in front of him the bucket and the whatever else is used. Those little shovels and smoother things, whatever they're called. The Rabbeinu Shalom had that in front of him. Hu v'chol prakmatya shala. In order to make bricks, you need teven, chemar, you need all the ingredients for it. Kadosh Baruch Hu had that in front of him as well. So it wasn't just the brick itself with the baby there. The Rabbeinu Shem had in front of him all the utensils and all the instruments and all the tools and all the ingredients necessary to make the bricks. Why? Laharois al goydel hashka chosoi. Number one, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mashkiach. He is involved in every step of what's going on. V'ishtatvus b'tzaroshen shal Yisrael, and shows how he is part and being mishtatev and taking part in the Tzar of Yisrael b'chol prat u'prat mi'agolus, down to the last detail, down to the last Tzar. Not just the brick itself with that baby there, but the Rabbeinu Shalom has the shovels and he has the sal and he has the chemer and he has the teven. He has it all in front of him because he's involved to that degree. If Klal Yisrael's mishubed down to the last piece of teven that makes the mortar, that makes the bricks, down to the last shovel and basket that's necessary and bucket that's necessary to make those bricks, the Rabbeinu Shalom is there with them in every tzad of it, in every prat. He is a mashkiach in every prat. He's a mishtatef b'tzaroson b'chol prat u'prat. And I saw the Chazon Yechezkel of Chatzkel Abramsky in his Sefer on Chumash. It's really not from him, it's from his shver, Rabbi Shalamsky, Zechreinu Livracha, where he also brings this kasha, kimase livnas asap. He doesn't bring it, he says the mefarshim ask it. And he says, he focuses on not just the livnas, the making of the brick, but the saper, the sapphire. Kimaisei hasaper, how do you make sapphire? Sapphire is a precious stone that's mined from deep inside the ground. It's under layers and layers and layers of thickness, of darkness, of dirt. And for someone to mine it, the person has to get through it, through all the deep layers getting down to it. And even then, you have to then go take it to someone who's an expert, and they could shine it up and get rid of all of the dirt that's on it and anything else to make it finally that shining sapphire. So he says, V'sachas raglov, meaning under the Rabbeinu Shalom's feet. That means to say how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, he says. It's cloaked, and there's layers and layers of teva that you don't recognize. The Ashkochas Hashem HaProtis. We're not able to see it. However, you should know it's Kimaise Livnas HaSapir. Just like for the sapphire, there's so many layers and it's hard to see. And even then, you don't see the jewel. You don't see that beautiful sapphire till it's finally mined and cleaned up. That is how Hashem's Hashgacha is. When we see it from the outside, we don't see the Hashgacha so clearly. But you should know, just like Kim Maisei Livnas HaSapir, like a sapir is mined and finally made into that jewel. That's how many layers there are of the Rabbeinu Shloilom's Hashgacha. It's layered in Choshech and in Galus until the Geula. But once there's the Geula, says Rashi, Etzem Hashamayim Lotoyar, like the vision, the view of the pure Shamayim, Mishanigalu, when the Geula comes, Hayor v'chedva lefanav, there was light, there was joy in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilom. And yet, as we said, that Levena was still there, that Kemaisa was still there. Because Rabbeinu Shloilom keeps that tzchus for Klal Yisrael even after the Geula. And that's what we have to remember. This is a terrible, terrible gzeira. The hostages and all those karbonis, the ones are b'chayim, and Yibal de b'chayim l'chayim, those who Nebuch were killed. Terrible tzara that keeps on going on and on. There's layers and layers here of chayshach and galus that we can't understand. The terrible suffering of those hostages that are even redeemed, that have been freed. The terrible suffering, those that just came out on Shabbos. Lo yu'umun ki yisuper. The terrible suffering. But we have to remember, Rabbeisai, we have to remember that in this week's parsha it told us that Tachas Raglov, under the Rabbeinu Shem's feet, is a Levena, and in that Levena there's children who Nebuch died in the Gullus. That Levena's there. And not only the children are there, and not only the Levena are there, but the Rabbeinu Shem has all the tools and the instruments that are involved in the hostages and in the tzaras, because the Rabbeinu Shalom is a mashkiach b'chol prat b'prat. The Rabbeinu Shalom is running this world. We have no understanding of why this needs to happen. There's layers and layers and layers of choshech and galus, but we have to recognize that when in those layers is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, down to the last prat and prat, the Hashgachas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mishtatef b'tzarotzon shal Yisrael, b'mishtatef in the tzara of this Bibas family, b'mishtatef in the tzara of all of Klal Yisrael, in this terrible tzara. And that's what we have to remember. We have to remember that, yes, heart-wrenching tzara, terrible, terrible tzaras that are happening here in this saga, in our history. However, we can never forget that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam who is mishtatif in every prat of the tzara, who is a mashkiach in every prat of the tzara. And if we think that we have tzar, tachas raglov, under his feet, is a levena with those kindalach there, with those children there, with that mother that's there, there's a levena that the Rabbeinu Shalom is crying along with us. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us, my children, I'm involved here. I'm being mashkiach, I'm being mishtatef. And Be'ez Hashem, the day is going to come soon. Uche'etzem Hashamayim L'toyar, Mishenigalu, we're going to have a geula, and not just a geula from this tzara, a geula from all our tzaras. And at that time, there'll be or v'chedva l'fanav, there'll be such light and some joy, such light and such joy. As we mevarchim chaydesh adar la'yehudim oysa oira v'simcha v'sasan v'kar be'ezes Hashem, that day should come very soon. Yoimar litzareseinu dai, bring that or to the world, please, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Bring the gula shlema v'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Kol tov.